Paragimul Mishnah Zayin Rabbi Chalafta Bendosa Ishkvar Chananya Omer Asara Shiyoshim Voskim Atar. 10 people who are sitting learning Torah, Shechina Shruya Beinayim, the presence of God, the divine Shechina rest amongst those 10 people. The Mishnah quotes the Pasuk Elukim Nitzav Bahadas Kael, God stands in the congregation of Israel. The Mishnah asks further, from where do we know that even when 5 people are learning Torah, that Shechina Shruya Beinayim? Again, the Mishnah quotes a pasuk, "Vagudaso al eretz yisada," as the pasuk says, "He has founded his band upon the earth." Further, the Mishnah asks, "From we know that 10 people shchina shruya benem, we know 5 people shchina shruya benem, minayin afilo shloshim." From where do we know that even 3 people are learning Torah, that the shchina, the presence of God, dwells amongst them? Bekerev Elokim yishbot, that God stands, dwells in the midst of justice. From where you know even 2 people are learning Torah, God dwells amongst them. Shenemar as nidbaru yirei Hashem, ish es re'eyu v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma. Thus we see, even when ish es re'eyu, man studies with another, God hearkens, hears, v'yishma, and hears the Torah that is being studied. And finally, the Mishnah concludes, minayin afilu echad, from where you know even when 1 person is learning, studying Torah all by himself, without 2, without 3, without 5, without 10, that the Shechina Shrei B'nam, the Pasuk says, b'chol makom, asher azkir yashmi avo elecha v'rachticha, every place God says where my name is mentioned, I will come to you and I will bless you. Thus we see that when you Torah study amongst 10, 5, 3, 2, and even 1, Shechina Shruya Beinayim. But you must be asking the question, and the question begs when you read the Mishnah. Once we know that Shechina Shruya Beinayim, that the presence of God dwells amongst the people when 1 person is studying, why do we need to know 2, 3, 5, and 10? It should be obvious. Kol Shekein, absolutely, positively, if Shechina Shruya Beinayim, if the presence of God dwells amongst 1 who is studying, why do we have to prove 2, 3, 5, and 10? It should be obvious. If you ask this question, pat yourself on the back, as the Gemara asks it. The Gemara Maseches Brachos Davav Mralef V'chiniacha Dafilu Chad Tremi Bay. Once we know that God's presence dwells when 1 person is studying Torah, Tremi Bay. Do we need a pasuk to tell me that God dwells amongst 2 people at Chavrusa we're learning? So the Gemara answers, Trei michtavan milaya b'sefer hazichronos, chad lo michtavan milaya b'sefer hazichronos. There's a special book, Tosfos explains, for those who study Torah in groups, with a chabura. But when 1 person studies alone, that only goes into a separate book, into another sefer zichronos, as we say on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim. That's referring to the Torah study that's done alone. But when you study with 2, with another individual, that has a separate book. Now the Gemara asks further, v'chemiachad afilu trei t'lasam ibaye. Now that we know that 2 people, God's presence dwells amongst them, what do we need to know 3 for? So the Gemara answers, ma'od etema dina shalma bi'amahu v'lo asya shechina. Kamash Malan Didina Nami Hainu Torah. The reference to 3 people studying Torah is actually, in effect, referencing a bezdin, when 3 people are sitting amongst judgment. As the pasuk says, Bekerev Elokim Yishbot, that God dwells amongst Mishpat, meaning a bezdin. And I would have thought that when 3 people come together to adjudicate a case, a bezdin, that's not really Torah study, they're just creating peace. Answers the Gemara, no, that's not. Dina nami hainu Torah. When you adjudicate a case, when you create peace between man and man, that's also considered to be Torah study, and thus we need to know 2, and now we need to know 3 as well. Answers the Gemara, v'chimiacha dafilu tlasa asar mibay. So we know 3. Why do you have to tell me 10? So the Gemara answers, asara kadma shechina v'asya, Tlasa Adiyasvi. If you look at the pasuk, when it comes to 10, the Torah tells us, Bekerev Elokim Yishbot, Elokim Nitzav Badaskel, mean God is already there. God is sitting and waiting if he knows that 10 people are coming. Elokim Nitzav Badaskel, God is already there. He's waiting for the other 10 to come. When it comes to 3, 2, and 1, God waits for 2, 3, and 1 to start studying and learning, and then God's presence emerges. But when 10 people are gathering together to study, God is kaviyachol waiting there. Really, what the Gemara is teaching and explaining this Mishnah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a relationship with Jews dependent upon how many there are. And there's a different kaviyachol presence that exists when it's 1, 2, 3, 5, and 10. The more Jews that congregate, the more Yehudim that get together and learn Torah, the greater presence and Shechina that there is. The more Jews that get together, the greater Shechina that there is. That's Shruya B'Reim. This is the Indian of a minion. This is the Indian of Tefillah B'Tzibur. This is the Indian when Jews congregate and are mispalal together. The more, the merrier. The more, the greater presence, the greater Shechina that exists. That's what we've been missing during this tkuf of the coronavirus, when we're alone, when we're disparate, when we're separated. The Shechina Kaviyachal is decreased. When one person, 2, 3, 5, it's limited. But once you have 10, a minion, a tzibur, as the Pasuk says, Elokim nitzav batas keil, God is waiting, and more than that, nitzav means standing. God stands when there's so many Jews together because we're able to glorify God even more. As the Ramban says in the end of Parshas Bo, that the purpose of a Beis HaKnesses, the purpose of a Beis Medrash, is that for a mass of Jews to come together, to learn, to daven, to beseech God, and to say, Briyosecha Anachnu, we are your creation. That is the greatest way, and that's the greatest opportunity that a Jew has, kaviyachol, to praise, to give accolades, and to be meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shulchan Aruch references this in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Nun Hey. The Shulchan Aruch says, Achar sheyatzim b'beis haKnesses, after you leave shul in the morning, yelech lebeis haMedrash, you should go to the Beis haMedrash. This was in times when there's a place to daven called the shul, there's a place to learn called the Beis haMedrash. Two separate edifices, two separate buildings, two separate purposes, a shul for davening, a beis medrash for learning. V'yikveis l'lmot, so every morning after you finish shachris, you should make sure to be koveh zman l'lmot Torah. You should make sure to be koveh zman to learn Torah. The Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha ask, if you're ready in the Beis HaKnesses, why are you going to the Beis Medrash? Just learn wherever you are. Go home to learn. Why dafka does the Shulchan Aruch quote the Tur who says that the purpose is to leave the shul and go to the Beis Medrash? What are you going to the Beis Medrash for? Either stay in shul or go home. Why dafka do you have to go to the Beis Medrash? And the Be'er Halacha answers this question in Siman Kuf Nun Hey and says, Hine etzem halimud, af kishu lomid b'yachidi, even when you're learning by yourself, that's also a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mikol makom lechatchila, ideally, mitzvah lahadir kol mashayuchol lilmod b'chabura. You should try to do whatever you can to learn with a group, to learn with a community, to learn with a tzibur, to learn with a kehila, to go to a shir. There's greater way that you're going to give glory to the King of Kings, Melech Malchim, Lachem Kodesh Baruch Hu, as Chazal say, Barovam, Hadras Melech. When there's a plethora, a large amount of Jews that come together, that's a greater way to glorify the King. And thus, that's why Chazal say that it's better to learn in a Beis Medrash amongst people. That even though Kadosh Baruch Hu is with the individual that's learning, at the end of the day, if you're with 2, it goes in a special book. If you're with 3, it has an element of justice, of din, and the Shechina is there. And of course, with 5 and with 10, there's greater and greater Shechina as you continue. And therefore, we see that the Minhag, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kayom b'chol kilos Yisrael, shekovin lilmod bechabura achar hatfila bebeis haKnesses. Therefore, the custom developed that you learn together as a group. Many shuls, there's a you learn mishnayis, even one mishnah together. And between mincha marv, you learn together as a chabura, as a group. There's an incredible strength of learning bechabura. And then says the Mishnah Berurah, you should say kaddish drabbanon, a special kaddish after learning Torah. And therefore, that's the pshat, says the Be'er Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah, as to why the Mechaber says that after you leave shul, you should dafka go to the Beis Medrash. Because when you go to the Beis Medrash, you're with a group, you're with a entity, you're with a team that's studying, that's learning to grow, and the power of doing that is incredible. And this is one of the great benefits of the podcast. So many people from different places, from different states, from different countries, from different communities, who are coming together to learn. This is also a chabura. If you're part of this podcast, even though you can't see or hear or know all of the different people, and there's so many people listening and learning together, this is also a chabura. It's mechayev us, and it brings shechina together. So when you listen and when you learn, you're part of this group, and it's a powerful group where we're being able to bring the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world even more and more. And we have more than 10 times 10, more than that, and thus we're mekayim the pasuk Elokim nitzav ba'adas keil, God's presence, God's glory stands and exists when there are so many Jews. So let's appreciate our relationship that we have with Kadosh Baruch Hu. When we're with one, when we're with two, when we're with three, when we're with five, when we're with ten. And through this, we'll be able to be Mekadeshim Shemaim, Berov Am Hadras Melech. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.